This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
That's right, folks. It's Daily Ticker time to kick off the final hour of the show, presented by Pelican Brewing's Hard Hops. Discover Hard Hops, Blackberry Hop Infused Hard Seltzer, and experience your hops differently. We're efforting the video part of this situation.
Yes.
I think we're good to go, though. Phone situation.
I think he's sending her a new link.
Thumbs
right now.
Thumbs up. Okay, we got a new link popping up. Lucy's a good multitasker. She knows what she's doing.
She's
we can talk on the phone. We can open emails. We'll figure it out. Joining us now is our great friend Lucy Burge, at Lucille Burge on Twitter, DraftKings Sportsbook partner. And Lucy, good morning to you. How did the week one of gambling go for Lucy Burge in the NFL?
Well, good morning. I just clicked join, so I do hope that maybe the video will pop up. It was okay. I did have the Patriots, and that didn't really go so hot. So, you know, it's the way it goes. But I did have the Bills, so that worked out very well. Sweated that one out. So it was okay, but I am looking to improve for week two.
Okay. We're all in that same spot. I had the Raiders, but everything else I hit did not hit. It was awful for me.
It's a preseason start for all of us.
Right.
You know, you got to work out the kinks early in the season.
Shake off the rust. Look, not a great start, I would say, to the season for Drake May and Mike Vrabel, but it's week one, so we'll see what they go against Miami this week. What was the bigger story in Boston for Lucy Burge? Drake May and the offense looking inept, or Bill Belichick beefing with the Patriots and Vrabel while Vrabel's trying to not beef with the former commander-in-chief of the Patriots, Bill Belichick?
Yes, this Bill Belichick situation will not die. This is the story that keeps developing, something new every single week. So I'm not worried about lack of stories around here, though the Patriots did give fans something to be concerned about. There were some questions over, is Drake May bad? And Mac Jones's name is being brought up again as like, who's better, Drake May or Mac Jones? It is Tommy DeVito time in New England, you guys. People are calling for Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cutlets.
I'm one of them, guys. I want Tommy DeVito to be the starting quarterback. He's interesting. The Bill Belichick story was far more of a big deal here because he said, first of all, that he answered this question and didn't defer or ignore it or say, I'm only answering questions about the team and the game, that he immediately had an answer. He wants people to know how petty, first of all, he's very petty, but how very much of a petty beef he has with the Patriots and with Robert Kraft, because not allowing scouts to come to UNC, Patriot scouts, hurts his players. It's not like oh, the scouts have anything to do with this. The equivalency does not match up here. I could see, oh, Robert Kraft is not invited to the games. But the scouts not being invited to the games as an extension of the Patriots hurts his players. So this was a bigger story. And another piece of this, because Jordan Hudson is always making headlines, there is a side story here with Jordan Hudson that is also blowing up ahead of this week, is that she was going to be apparently on Dancing with the Stars, reportedly. And she was seen at the game, the UNC game, with her clear bag to be in the stadium with a ripped up contract in the bag. And parts of it were highlighted. It was ripped up so that you could see in the clear bag that a contract was ripped up. And that could have been her Dancing with the Stars contract, perhaps. And she, last minute, was like, no, I'm not going to, something went wrong. And she ripped it up in a just a dramatic rage and then put it in her bag and was walking around with it. Like, you couldn't put that in the trash. But no, put it in your bag for everyone. And the highlighter was still in the bag. Oh, my God. It was just, she is something. So there's multiple things going on. And, you know, the Patriots are one of those stories. Of
hand to God, Dirk. I thought she was going to say Jordan Hudson might be pregnant. I was like, oh, that's the next step.
Wait.
This is why we bring Lucy Burge. Who notices stuff like this? That there's a ripped up contract. I did see Topanga's doing Dancing with the Stars, and I got very excited about that. I think Topanga's on
10-year-old Andy.
10-year-old Dirk's very excited about that. Lucy Burge is our guest. At Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. Instagram as well. DraftKings Sportsbook partner and our guest every Wednesday at 9 a.m. I do have a follow-up on the New England side of this, but I'm going to throw a two-parter at you here, Lucy. One, is this like I saw Vrabel did, I don't know if it's his coach's show or whatever, but he's getting asked about this now, and he's having to answer like, no, he's not banned. He was here for the Brady stuff. So this is like almost becoming a distraction for Vrabel and his team to have to talk about it. But just also like, for a coach who was as buttoned up and boring and we're on to Cincinnati as we've ever do your job that we've ever seen, I think the most outlandish thing he ever did was showing up to like a Randy Moss Halloween party dressed up as like a pirate with his former ex-girlfriend or wife.
Or screaming no days off while he's
at a day off. While he's at a day off at a Super Bowl parade. If I would have told you that this is what Bill Belichick, like 10 years ago, I tell you, this is what's going to happen to him, would you have ever believed me?
Yes. Well, first of all, no, not even a chance. What I would be like, oh, that's like fan fiction, that this would be his life right now. It's kind of like, oh, it would be really funny if we knew anything about Bill Belichick's personal life. Linda Holiday, his former girlfriend, he did go to the Randy Moss Halloween party. They both dressed as pirates and he got really into it. And that is still something that people just relish of like, oh, he really got into this party and it's something we didn't expect from him. That's a level one Bill Belichick. We are at level 10 Bill Belichick of what we know about his personal life. The ring camera, the whole thing is just so wild. Would never have expected this. And the ring camera being just the first tip of the iceberg of all of this. So, no, I would never, ever, ever have expected that this is Bill Belichick's life right now, and that first of all, that he'd be coaching in college and not with the Patriots, and that his girlfriend would be who she is and the age she is and be so, I don't want to say controlling. I don't know what
that's
their relationship
fair.
Really
that's
is.
Fair. Lucy, say it, Lucy.
You know the pants. His girlfriend will wear the pants so publicly in the snakeskin pants, by the way, in the relationship, because she is in her reputation era. She is a Swiftie, so that I never would have expected it. So Vrabel was asked about this on WEEI this week in his weekly interview, and he said he made a very good point about what Belichick said and the difference between Belichick saying I'm not welcome there, and he said that he's allowed at Gillette. So in Belichick, I think he's allowed, he probably just doesn't feel welcome. So there was that differentiation, I guess, but I think Belichick has been back. The Brady night, he was there.
Right.
So for he really wants to make this a point of like, oh, I'd be the victim, basically. It's like, oh, I'm not welcome. And Kraft, I think maybe knowing that this story about the scouts would come out, did say right before this that there he wants to and plans to have a Belichick statue outside of Gillette next to the Brady one. And I think maybe that was to head off the, like, oh, he's not welcome at Gillette, maybe comments. And that's why the scouts are not invited. But I don't know now that Belichick has said this, that there will be a Belichick statue, though, could be out of spite. Like, we invited him.
Yeah.
So.
We want to ask you your week two picks, but I am curious about something we talked about yesterday on our program. Did you see Phillies Karen and this woman at a Phillies Marlin game steal a ball from a little boy and scream at a dad to do so? What would Lucy Burge, if Lucy Burge had raced to get a baseball for her son for his birthday, grabbed the ball instead of Phillies Karen, sprinted over and said, happy birthday, I love you, I'm glad we're here, and then be screamed at. We have two different approaches on this show of how we would have handled it. What would Lucy Burge have done if somebody who's a Phillies Karen is screaming in your face?
Yes, I've spent the past few days actually thinking about what I would do in that situation. Did the dad do the right thing? I mean, the Karen obviously is very wrong because that was insane. That was insane what she did. However, I initially thought the dad was very weak to give the ball back. Why would you give the ball back? However, I now think he did the right thing. In hindsight, of course, I think he did the right thing because now he looks like a hero and they got all of this stuff in return for giving the ball to her. But I think he did the right thing because he de-escalated the situation because this woman was very angry and you don't know what she's going to do and you don't want the situation to escalate and then your son is embarrassed or scared and starts crying. But I think taking the ball back from the son, if I was the son, I'd be crushed. I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think the dad did the right thing and I would, so I don't know, would I do the same thing? I would probably fight a little bit more and say, look, lady, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? This is not the behavior of someone who is, I mean, are you okay? I would ask her, are you okay? And maybe I would have to really think about the situation in terms of, I would not give the ball back right away. I think I would, it would be not as initial in giving the ball back as maybe that dad did, but I think he did the right thing. But I think I maybe would have fought back a little bit more.
Well, so you're in a different situation. You can strike this woman and nobody will judge you for that. Obviously, the guy's not going
to
do that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Have you been in a fight? You got hands? Are we giving a little jab to Phillies Karen? Like, get out of here, lady. You're crazy.
Yeah, you would be like, oh, look, we should see the other guy. I would say, look, lady, you're crazy. And I don't want to, I will say, yes, maybe I have more of freedom to do that, but I don't want assault charges placed on me because this woman looks like she has a lawyer on retainer and maybe likes to sue, like Jan Levinson Gould, perhaps, in the office. No Gould. But she seems maybe a little bit irrational. So messing with, negotiating with people who are irrational is something that I am get anxiety about because you know what they're going to do and how they're going to retaliate. So that is true. I've never been in a fight, though I have sustained a black eye and I felt pretty badass when I had this black eye. So maybe would I fight her physically? Maybe no, but with words, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword.
That's
and maybe
right.
I would say, you know what? I would start by asking, are you okay? Because that disarms people sometimes. Because how do you respond to that?
I don't think she is okay. No, I don't. And you are 100% spot on. She's fine. If anything happens there, you're hearing from an attorney immediately.
Right.
There's a lawyer involved
and then,
in that.
She goes back to her section and she starts like giving people the finger.
Oh yeah, she doubled down.
Somebody was like, she turned full heel. This woman really is not. She doesn't see that she did anything wrong here.
Demented.
At that point, you got to lean into it.
Agreed.
If you're the lady, you can't. You have to stand by your decision to go and berate the dad of the kid whose birthday it is.
She needs to be crazy behavior. She needs to come out during one of these WWE matches. I swear to God, they could
just her
walk
like
the
this. Glass breaks and
yes.
It's Phillies Karen walking
she,
down the.
She yeah. needs to do it. For
Here
sure.
she comes! Oh my God! You are the queen of dongs, Lucy. So let's ask. Schwarber's just hitting one every at bat. It feels like at this point, who do we like hitting a dong tonight? And then this weekend, week two, we all had our week one lumps. We're learning the new season. Who do we like this weekend in the NFL?
Yes. So for home runs tonight, I am taking not Schwarber, but another guy who hits a lot of home runs. I'm taking Shohei Ohtani to hit one tonight. He is batting .750 against Kyle Freeland with two home runs. So I think there's a pretty good chance he hits one. And then Spencer Torkelson, another one. He has hit a home run off of Carlos Rodon. So, and he's due. He's very due. His last one was in August that he hit. So I am taking Spencer Torkelson as well to hit a home run. And then this week in the NFL, I'm going with the Patriots again. Patriots money line against the Dolphins, because this is a must win for the Patriots. If they go 0-2, we're in disaster territory. So I would say Patriots money line because it's a must win. Tomorrow night, Packers -3.5. I'm taking them against the Commanders because I think this is going to be a tougher test for the Commanders than the Giants were. So I am taking the Packers here to cover. And then the Bills, I am taking, I'm very comfortable, my Super Bowl Bills -7. Against the Jets, I like as well so far.
Okay, great stuff. Lucy Burge, every Wednesday, hopping on the YouTube, working on the phone, the AirPods, we're sending links. There's a lot of stuff going on. She's the best out there covering gambling. DraftKings Sportsbook partner, at Lucille Burge. Go give her a follow on all the social media accounts. Lucy, good luck this weekend. Hopefully we see some dongs tonight, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you. Hopefully a double dong night, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
There you go, Lucy Burge.
Nothing better than a double dong.
You ever have a double dong night? You into the double dong nights?
No.
No, double dong night?
Not yet.
Paul O'Neill had three dongs in a day.
He did.
He had a three dong day.
Yeah, I'll never forget that moment.
Three dong day was a classic.
I will say, if you do parlay two people the home run,
multi-dongs,
odds are insane.
You're
home
making
run
a lot
odds
of money.
Are great.
You're getting plus, even with Ohtani, it's probably plus two. I mean, it's all plus two money. So if you can string them together, pretty solid stuff. That is the Daily Ticker, and it is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Their Hard Hops presents today's Daily Ticker. Discover Hard Hops Blackberry Hop Infused Hard Seltzer and experience your hops differently. Well done, Lucy Burge.
Yep. She figured it out. We figured it out. We got it.
We got to the bottom of it.
Yep. Yeah, we got there.
We got there.
It's the most pressure I've been under all week.
All right.
Don't screw it up, Swigart, okay? Don't screw
Damn it
up.
Damn it, Jason.
I love how loosey-goosey are going with the buttons today.
I told him that. I passed him in the bathroom. I go, all buttons down. And he went, yep.
I mean, here we were thinking Lucy would be the star of the YouTube feed. I think it's Jason Swigart's chesticles.
Hey, if Joe Tessitore can do what he's doing.
We need to get you a gold chain, my man.
That's the only thing you're missing. You're missing a chain.
Pretty much.
Are you not a chain guy? Have you ever worn a chain?
No, I'm not a chain guy. I've had bracelets, watches. I have the ring.
You have an earring, don't you?
I had an earring.
Yeah. Ears pierced? You had your ears pierced?
Yeah.
Or just one ear
pierced?
Yeah,
in college. I had a nice third carat diamond stud working in there.
Was it real?
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't do a cubic zirconium the way Old Spray did.
He's a Lakeridge guy, dude. Right. He's a Lakers. He's an Oswego boy over there.
Got a Christmas present. That was a Christmas present from Papa Swag. He had a loose diamond somewhere. Had a jewel.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are we talking when you got that? High school or college?
No, college.
College.
College. And my parents were pretty shocked because they knew of my phobia of needles.
Yeah.
That you were willing to do it. Yeah. Ears got to be pretty simple, I'd imagine, right? I've never had anything.
It was just the quick gun, and there you go.
I'm surprised you did it.
Yeah.
Good for you. We need to get you a chain. We may need to get you two. We need to bring the earring back.
How's your chest hair game? You got any? Or are you pretty bald up there?
No, I have some.
Yeah.
Not ton. I'm not Rop or anything. Yeah. So
I think we need a Zaddy Swag.
The summer of Zaddy Swag?
Maybe the Halloween of Zaddy Swag.
Ooh.
Because I figured out what I'm going to be for Halloween for the YouTubes.
Oh, you discovered it.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty excited about it.
Are we going to let the cat out of the bag or just show up on Halloween?
Just show up on Halloween.
Okay.
It's a weekday,
it's
right?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday night.
Oh, that's perfect.
We're entering the glory days of Halloween because the next 3 years you get a Friday. Well, I guess next 2 years, Friday and a Saturday. Easily the best time for Halloween.
100%.
Tuesday Halloween.
Sundays.
Nobody
is
wants
Is Sunday
it.
The worst or the best?
Sunday's the worst.
Sundays is it worse? Sunday worse than like a Tuesday?
Even a Monday.
Yeah.
How come?
Because you
at least you get all day. You're off
because
during the
you
day.
Think it's all day. Like when it's on a weeknight, you're hustling. Maybe you do a little something. If you have kids, you're getting the trick-or-treat, and it's kind of, okay, we got to get this in.
The kids get to talk about it at school, too, on a Tuesday. They're like, yo,
that's true.
Yeah, they get
what
ready
are you
for
wear?
It.
Wear your costume
Monday,
to school the day of Halloween.
Like, if I'm a school teacher that has any sort of build-up vacation day or whatever, there's no way I am working a Monday if Halloween's on a Sunday. Forget it. I'm taking that day off, especially if it's elementary kids.
Yeah.
Because they have been snacking all day.
Yep.
Everybody's tired, groggy, and filled up with candy.
Some of them secretly wearing their costume under their clothes because for some reason we're not allowed to wear costumes to school anymore.
Oh, you can't wear costumes to school anymore?
No.
I don't want to get into that right now because that might derail a few things here.
We've derailed that. We've derailed.
We got to get to Statter Story.
Yeah.
We got to go. Okay, everybody, ready?
Zaddy Swag, comment down.
Zaddy Swag.
Zaddy Swag.
You got any more buttons to unbutton, or are you fully unbuttoned
just
over there?
No, pants. Just a golf shirt. It's down.
Just his pants, dude. Stop. We got to get to Statter Story.
Statter Story next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Well, I might need a full investigation after the show today of whether or not Danny Meringue just came into the studio and farted on us. That might have just happened. I think he might have just cropped us.
The smell just lingered into my nose.
I think it might have happened.
Right after he told me how naked he used to get.
Yeah. There you go. There's a good visual for you.
Cowboy hat, naked Danny Meringue.
All right, we're ready to go. Saturday story?
Yes.
We're running late here.
Yes.
I'll go first. Shut up. All right, you go first.
Your number is 30.
30.
Is it? The percentage of dropbacks that were screen passes from Aaron Rodgers, or is it the minutes a little boy was caught walking on a monorail line at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I did see that story about the kid walking and like, no, everybody's like, where the hell is it? And it was like high up and everybody was terrified.
People were climbing buildings to go up there.
Yeah,
get this
I saw the video. I didn't see how long he was up there for. 30% of screens. That's a lot of screens. You know, if I was a real football fan, I would have watched the entire game and not seen red zone. So I don't really have a frame of reference on this because I didn't see a lot of the screens. I'm going to go story. Give me story.
I will go stat.
Okay. The order in which I received the answers. No, it was 20 minutes. Mm. But yeah, 30% of Aaron Rodgers' dropbacks were screen passes.
Yeah.
So like, it was a nice start. He had four touchdowns by definition.
Wow, poo-pooing it.
He had the highest percentage of screen passes thrown of any quarterback.
More than Russ? Man.
That started on, yeah, more than Russ. Wow. 30% of his dropbacks resulted in screen passes. But I was going to add, to be fair, even though I'm anti-Rodgers guy,
yeah,
he didn't have a run game, so I think they used the screen pass as their pseudo-run game, 30%. Noah Boy in Pennsylvania.
I've been to Hershey Park.
He was caught walking on their monorail line for 20 minutes on the tracks. People were posting videos on social media. He was a very young kid. I think he was between the age of 8 and 10.
Looked very young, yeah.
May have been younger than that. Six. Six years old, just wandering on a monorail line. People are frantically screaming, like, don't move, but stop, but
yeah,
we got to get you down.
Please,
and eventually
don't fall.
They climbed up on a building and somebody got him down.
That could have ended horribly. That could have been very bad.
The monorail line in the park, I assume, has the ability to stop pretty quickly versus like a real train
track. I meant, yeah, more so him falling off of it.
Yeah,
because it was like 30 feet above the ground. It's raised up.
Yes.
I've been to Hershey Park before.
Terrifying feeling.
All right, Swag, you want me to go next?
Yeah.
Okay. Your number is 923.
923.
Is it?
Okay.
The day a South African pastor is claiming Jesus will be making his return to earth, September 23rd, 923.
Oh,
get
wow.
it?
Okay.
You got everything lined up, ready to go for that day?
So it's coming up.
You got to make sure.
Weeks.
That's right around the corner.
By the way,
13
just
days from now.
For context on that.
Yes.
According to the good book, the good word of the Lord, Jesus himself doesn't even know. So I'm glad the pastor knows that.
I'll get to the story.
Not even Jesus is supposed to know when he's coming back.
Or is it?
But okay.
The passing yard total early in the season for Maverick McIver of Western Kentucky, who leads the country in passing yards with 923.
Dude, that's slanging and banging.
I don't know how many games they played. I don't know if it's two or three, but he is the passing yards leader.
Dude, I think you want me to guess story here. I'm going stat.
You gonna go stat?
We got a Western Kentucky kid slanging the
Hilltoppers. Are they slanging it? He is the leader. Like that's
he's
a fact. He's the leader.
He's
yeah.
gone to that degree.
Yeah. Is it 923? Is it more? Is it less?
I will go story.
You're gonna go story? Okay. I will go in the order in which I was given those answers. Yeah, 941 yards from Maverick McIver. He has 10 touchdowns, one pick. Dude's lighting it up.
There you go.
941 yards. They have. I don't know if they play two or three. Let me see real quickly.
You know the saddest part?
What do you got?
That's a name I need to know because of the portal.
That's a solid name.
Yep.
They have played three games, so he's got a bonus. I think they were one of the week zero games against
so
Sam Houston.
He's like 315 yards.
He went for 401 in game one, 305 in game two, 235 in game three. So he's going down, but you know, I digress. Right. A South African pastor recently claimed that Jesus would be making a return on September 23rd with the Feast of the Trumpets ringing in the Rapture and Judgment Day.
Okay.
He saw Jesus in a divine vision returning to earth during this year's, is it Rosh Hashanah? How do you say that? Did I say that correctly?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, thank you. A date some Christians are already linking to the prophecy.
Oh.
And he said, the rapture is upon us, whether you are ready or not.
Whereabouts is this supposed to go down?
He didn't say. He just said, I saw Jesus sitting on his throne.
Wait, what was the question?
I could hear him very loud and very clear.
Is this supposed to go down?
Jesus returning?
Yeah.
Over the entire globe. He's coming down from heaven.
But how do we see him at all places at all times?
Yes.
We do.
You're supposed to hear the trumpets. Okay. It will be everybody in the world will know when Jesus is returning.
He's not just
going to
be in like one town and then word has to spread.
He doesn't show up in Bozeman, Montana and be like, guys, I'm back.
What if he did?
I'm going to show
up at a Montana State football game.
I don't know. He's in a cave moving a rock. Here you go.
Yeah.
I'm back.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would want that level of fanfare, you know?
Curious where that might occur.
He just started in Moby, Utah.
I might send a drone.
He's just walking around, dude.
Where'd you start, Klamath Falls, Oregon, dude?
What? You ever been to Crater Lake? It's beautiful.
All right.
I know. I built it.
Your number is 98.
All right.
98.
Is it the number of passing yards J.J. McCarthy accumulated in the fourth quarter of the comeback win on Monday night over the Bears?
Dirt, I say this a lot. I know this answer.
You know the answer?
I know this answer.
Or is it the cost of the very first Swanson TV dinner that was sold? It is National TV Dinner Day. Back in 1953.
Slippy, slappy, Samsonite.
TV dinners, are they still a thing?
Absolutely.
Do people still eat TV dinners?
Entire freezer.
Yeah, they're not called TV dinners
store.
Anymore, but they...
What are they called?
Yeah, I think they're all... I don't know what.
When was the last time you ate a TV dinner?
They're still referred to as TV dinners.
College?
But I think...
Been that long?
Technically, they're called something else.
A macaroni? What's the green box with the old woman on it? The green box?
Green box.
With the old bag on it? That macaroni was always a
Swanson?
Lead.
I think that was Swanson. You had Banquet, you had Swanson, then Stoffer's King, Stouffer's.
It or something, I think, on the box. It was green.
Oh, was that Marie Callender?
Is it Callender?
Callender? That could be it,
that,
yeah.
That came later.
I thought it was Callender.
A lot of Callender, Callender. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. He only threw...
This is a stat.
It's a stat?
It's a stat.
God, that's impressive because he only had like 140 yards on the game.
He was terrible.
So he only had 50 or 60 yards going into the fourth quarter?
Dude,
it was that bad?
I don't know if I've ever been more confident in knowing the answer than it's
just because I think I've lost faith in you. I'm going to go story. Give me story.
He threw for 87 yards in the fourth quarter.
Told you.
He was 6 of 8
I'm not
for
buying your...
87 yards,
I'm not buying what
two
you're
tutties.
Anymore.
He had 95 in the entire second half.
I'm not buying that, dude. You're full of it over there.
No, 98 cents was what it would cost you. The equivalent today is about $8.50. So that's how inflation has gone.
For what?
For the first TV dinner,
for the very first
cents.
TV dinner. If you adjusted it for inflation, it would be about $8.50 in today's
so
money.
So they opened at that price and then they
98
just
cents.
People didn't buy them, so they stopped upping the
no,
price?
No, they actually went... Like hotcakes, way more. They only thought they'd sell like 5 to 10,000.
What year did they start? What
1953. And then in 1954, they sold 10 million units and 25 million the next year.
Mm. Now, when was the microwave invented?
The microwave stuff came, that was more in the
70s, 80s. So did you put the
80s.
Early ones in the oven
no,
then?
No, they went in the oven. They came in aluminum foil.
Okay, you put them,
and
okay.
It took 25 minutes in the oven.
I mean, that's still, I mean, that's, but yeah, it's not bad.
But as
the
opposed
oven,
to actually preparing food and all of those sorts of things.
Did you say it was invented in the
1953.
1953. Said the microwave.
I think the microwave came, like, commercially in the 70s.
You're close, 1945.
Yeah, but I'm like, in terms of in households, though.
Because
like it wasn't in households in the 1950s. People didn't have microwaves.
Are you sure about that?
I'm fairly confident.
They might have, but I think they were like everywhere.
Yeah, like I'm not like I'm sure like, the technology was created back then, but that's different than saying the technology was created. Like it's like we invented the phone, but when did everybody have a phone in their home? It took or television was invented, but how long did it
Maybe
take everybody
it was
to have
the
a
late
TV?
60s.
Yeah. The first introduced countertop model, if that's what you're aiming for.
Yes.
Yeah.
67. Okay.
Yeah.
So probably in the early 70s is when it became a widespread thing. Because then it changed the whole technology of the TV dinner. Then you pop it in the microwave
you
and you're good.
Yeah, you popped it in and you were good to go.
2 minutes and you're all heated up, ready to rock and roll, baby.
My little brother's most favorite meal is a microwave TV dinner Salisbury steak.
Yeah, the first one.
Still to this day? Or like just a childhood fond memory? Does he still eat it?
No, he definitely doesn't eat it. My brother eat real food.
Yeah.
He's an adult now.
But it's one of those like nostalgia plays in your head that was good?
100%.
Yeah, the first one was a Thanksgiving type meal.
Oh, really?
So yeah, the story is now there's some argument whether this is actually true or this is myth. But Swanson had all these frozen turkeys that didn't sell for Thanksgiving. And so they didn't know what to do with them. And so some salesman came up with the idea of
package them up and sell
package
them.
Package them up. Yeah.
By the way, Michelina was what I was looking for there. The
Michelina.
That was elite macaroni and cheese back in the day.
Ah.
Kevin McAllister, I think, made macaroni and cheese look infinitely better.
Yes,
he
did.
TV dinner in Home Alone by himself.
Yes, he did.
Right? We can agree with that?
That's the best looking mac and cheese that's ever existed on screen. That mac and cheese is that's the best advertisement that's ever happened for mac and cheese.
You might be right there. Did you guys eat the kids ones with the penguin?
We would do them once in a while as a kid.
Ones?
It was always cool. Like they like my parents would legitimately put the tray out and we'd actually. I mean, you wouldn't sit at the table. It has to be a TV dinner. You got to eat it like a TV dinner. Mm. Very rarely, but we'd do it from time to time.
What did you watch?
Who knows?
I had you guys watching OPB.
OPB. We're at OPB households. There you go. Sad story. Every Wednesday at 9:15. Well done. Does this do anything for you? We'll go to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back in. Coming up next, Anthony Rizzo retiring as a Cub do anything for you? One-day contract?
No.
Not a Cub fan, don't care.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
I don't think so.
That's a pretty quick
Hall of Fame?
No.
Well, do you think Hall of Fame when you hear the name Anthony Rizzo?
I don't know.
I think really good baseball player.
Yeah, I always have a hard time with guys because he's been around for so long.
Give me his career numbers.
Like what are the actual numbers behind it?
Well, also, what are the metrics now or the marks players need to hit to get in? Because it used to be like 500 home runs.
It was automatic. If you have 500 home runs, you're automatically
batting average, X amount of hits. Okay. Like, what is it now? I don't even know.
I think 3,000 hits will still get you in no matter what.
Who's the next guy to get 3,000 hits?
I don't know. Ooh, another good question.
Nobody close. I mark my words. Nobody active will have 3,000 hits.
Wow.
3,000 strikeouts? Will 3,000 strikeouts still do it?
I would think that would still do it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Who's the current active hits leader?
Freddie?
By the way, home run totals and RBI. So Rizzo and his career.
Freddie, Jose Altuve, and Manny Machado.
What are they at? What's their hit totals?
Freddie's like at 2,400.
Freddie's at 2,270, but you might be right because this was written in April.
Okay, so start of the year, going into the year.
So he's around 2,400.
So he needs another 600 hits in his career?
Machado's probably the one that's got the best chance.
Machado's got 1,900.
Yeah, but he's only, what, 32?
He's 32.
So you got to play another decade.
And he's on a roster right now that rakes, so he's going to have a lot of opportunities.
Altuve's at 22. He's at 35.
And his career is dwindling. He's on the back
Machado's
end.
Machado's the
16,
one.
He's at 32. Trout has 16.
I think it's a dying stat. I don't think we're ever going to see it again.
Mookie's got
take.
16 at 32.
Similar to 300 wins. 300 wins as a pitcher.
300
we used
wins
to see.
We'll never see until.
We'll never see again.
Unless they change what constitutes. My fear is that baseball will change how long a pitcher has to go to
three or
be
four
eligible
innings.
For a win.
Yeah.
And then it's going to mess everything
well,
up.
Well, if you do that, that's like adding the players as a major. Then you got to go back and recalculate everybody if you're going to do it. Like, have fun with that project. Rizzo's career numbers, 303 career home runs, 965 RBIs, a 261 career average. He won four gold gloves?
No.
Top five MVP voting twice in his career.
No. Good, really good player.
Really good, really good player, but no.
Yeah, him. I mean, the World Series Cubs stuff. Like, he's it'll always be a big name. Ending the drought.
That's
he was
great.
A big part
he'll
of that
go,
team.
I don't
and all
know.
That. I just saw he's doing the one day retirement thing. Mm-hmm. He was at Yankee
he was
Stadium.
At Yankee
ironically,
Stadium. Yeah.
Chugging beers last night with a newborn baby, and then announced that he's retiring a Cub. All right, we'll wrap it up. Final thoughts. Answer the poll questions next on the Fan Sports Network. Well, the Cowards have won again. Where did our society get so soft?
Depends who you ask. Some uncomfortable answers out there.
This got announced about 30 minutes ago, and I missed it, and it's pretty funny.
I kind of knew this was
that this was going to happen. Yeah, you follow it closer than I do, but this popped up on the old timeline, on the old feed. Look at your sport trying to weave its way into September conversations. Here comes the NBA.
How dare you not talk about Josh Giddey's four-year, $100
million
deal?
I did see, wait, what?
Yeah, the Bulls gave him $100 million.
The Bulls gave him $100 million.
They bid against themselves. They pulled the Blazers.
They did.
Yeah. We got to sign this guy to $100 million.
Is this whole thing
deal?
Under the rug? Did he sweep that away?
Yeah,
yeah, that
no
went away.
Real concrete evidence.
Nothing to see here.
So they just went, okay, move along.
Okay. Here's $100 million.
Yeah.
He wasn't awful, but $100 million is crazy.
Yeesh. I did see Ben Simmons' agent just quit. He was like, dude, I'm done.
Yeah, because he's quit.
Which he should be. Ben Simmons won the lottery in life. How much did that guy make to not do anything?
Hundreds of millions.
He's done.
Of
like, I walk away, go live on a beach, man. See you later.
Well,
never see me again.
He's got to send out preseason workout videos, dude. That's his thing.
This came from Shams. I'm curious, Swag's thoughts on this as the old school hoops guy back in the glory days when you used to elbow people and throw them to the floor. The NBA is implementing a new rule change for the 25-26 season. I don't know if you've seen this. Unsuccessful end of the period heaves. Mm. So end of the quarter, you inbound the ball, chuck it the length of the floor with 1 second left on the clock, will now only be counted as a missed or made field goal attempt for the team, not for the player.
I thought this was implemented last year. No. I know they were.
Guys stopped shooting it because they didn't want the missed field goal attempt on their stat line for the season.
It's a narrative that was already. We knew this was going to happen. They had talked about this a lot. I just want to remind you guys.
If you make it, does it not count either then? Or is it only the miss? If I make it, I get the 3 points?
Yeah, you get the points.
Yeah, you get the
as
points.
A player, you get it. So if I make it, it counts as points towards me and a field goal made. But if I miss, it doesn't count.
Yeah, hands part of the ball.
Yeah.
Doesn't every sport have some stupid rule?
I mean,
same thing with
do.
Getting fouled on a shot. The field goal counts if you make it. If you miss it, that's not doesn't
but
count as a field goal attempt.
You're taking a shot.
Oh, I understand
this
that.
This is to get good players to heave the ball. That's all this is because they won't do it. They're like, my percentages matter.
I mean, come on.
Okay,
man.
Great, dude. I did want to add one more element. I almost put it in my stouter story.
Yeah.
42. Is it the number of days until the Trailblazers tip off? Or is it the number of days until the Trailblazers tip off?
42 days until their season begins.
42 days.
The regular season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
42. Are they doing their preseason again? Are we playing Coliseum games or Seattle games?
No, I think there's two at home and two on the
Minnesota.
Road.
Minnesota.
When does camp start? When do they report?
Later this month.
It's happening this month, yeah.
God. Dude, it's back.
Yeah.
The Blazers this time of year to me is like when I walk into a Costco and there's Christmas decorations all over the place.
Those are
like,
also back.
Like not you like get no.
Those are up.
Why are we skipping over two other holidays? Like get them out of the way.
All the commercials
you
on
don't
college
matter
football.
For 4 more months. Move out of my way.
College football commercials now are Disney Christmas commercials.
Dude, the Disney Christmas commercial is constantly playing. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I feel like the Halloween stuff's already on like clearance at grocery stores.
I don't even know if Costco's got Halloween
we've
stuff.
We've already missed the boat. It's just done.
Straight to Christmas, man.
Get those trees ready. You guys cut down your tree yet? Good to go? Yeah. is Dan Fouts the second greatest Oregon Duck football player ever? 75% of you say no. Why, who are the 25% voting yes
for
that?
Somebody who has a Dan Fouts jersey.
I mean, is it a Duck jersey or a Charger jersey? Yes, he's big in the water boy, you know that. Duck and Beaver fans, do you want the Oregon State to continue the Civil War rivalry in 2027 and beyond? 56% of people right now are saying yes.
Well, the Ducks won an easy win, and Beaver fans are, you know, they love it. I think there's a part of Beaver fans that love this.
I mean, maybe it's the idea from the listener who was like, if we become Boise State, I want to pull off that upset. And, you know, every time if you win it, it's worth it. You're losing seven in a row. If you win one out of eight, it'll feel great. That kind of rhymed. That was cool. I didn't mean for it to.
You feel like you're close to Boise State right now?
But that, yeah, that's whole, like, why don't you reset and then we'll play it again. But I digress. Penn and Chase baseball. I mean, I'm glued to baseball right now. You guys know this. My team's only two games out of the wild card race.
Hey, you got an afternoon game.
Who do we play? Who are we playing right now?
You're playing the Diamondbacks.
I knew that.
I'm watching any of these games.
Bring it on, Diamondbacks. Suck it, Steve Berthume.
Stuck it.
All right.
Stuck it, Steve.
That'll do it for us. Have a nice little rest of your Wednesdays, everybody. Football returns tomorrow. And I'm very excited about that.
Commanders, Packers.
Commies and Packers tomorrow night. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter. And
Josh Pate Thursday.
Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Josh
Pate Thursday.
Magic Hat tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big Pack Picks tomorrow.
Ooh.
Rough week in the Big Pack Picks.
It was.
We all went 1-2.
Yeah.
How are we going to do this week? Do we trust the Cougs going on the road? Does Oregon cover another big number? Can the Beavs cover a huge spread in Lubbock, Texas with tortillas flying? Lucy Birds joined us today. Go enjoy that on YouTube. And we will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.